right, good morning. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for hanging out. It is 7:10 and 27 against the high of 43 today with some rain. Tonight, more rain and a low of 35.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, if you get caught pleasuring yourself at work, you're probably going to get fired, but you should let them know that it wasn't your idea. No. Scientists told you to do it. And then, you know, you'd probably still get fired. Either way, if you really want to do better at work, according to researchers, at some point we should take a break during the day and get it on with ourselves. Oh, yeah, do the old grease the weasel, if you will. Mark Sergeant is a psychological lecturer at Nottingham Trent University in England, and he says that self-love breaks are, quote, very effective at work because they are a great way to relieve tension and stress. No kidding. He also says that they are a great way to reward yourself for crossing a bunch of items off your to-do list. Another psychologist named Dr. Cliff Arnall agrees and even thinks that companies should encourage their employees to, polish the pewter while at work. He said, quote, taking a masturbation break for boredom or an escape would increase work focus. I would expect it would result in more focus, less aggression, higher productivity, and more smiling. I think there's something to this. I'm not saying I'm going to go, rip one out in the bathroom before the morning show, but maybe we should try that. We should test this out. It's terrible. Someone knocks on the door. Occupied. Not now, I'm busy. Believe it or not, it's been 10 years since the original iPhone was introduced. God, that's crazy, 10 years. Since then, iPhones, and really all smartphones for that matter, have gotten better and faster. But that doesn't matter to some people who have held on to their original iPhone for all these years. It seems some people have kept their old gadget because they're sentimental, while others were thinking ahead and now selling them for thousands of dollars. There have been people selling original iPhones for big chunks of money. It's crazy. And there are people who like their old phone because they're steady and reliable, even if it's slow and has a crappy battery life. It took me a while. I was late to the smartphone game. I still had a flip phone not that long ago. I like the flip phone. Smartphones drive me nuts. Anyway. Because if you got an iPhone, either you're sentimental or you want to cash it in for big money. And lastly, former child actor Mike Vitar, who played Benny the Jet Rodriguez in The Sandlot, the original one, avoided prison after nearly killing a man in a vicious beatdown. Vitar, who is now a firefighter, pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor battery. He and two other firefighters involved in the 2015 incident had faced 4 years behind bars for the felony assault. TMZ says Vitar, now 38, will have to complete 90 days of community service and take weekly anger management classes for a year. He also has to pay a $2,000 fine and restitution to the victim, whose beating was so severe, his pulse stopped. Jesus, Benny. The fighters who beat him had to revive him, according to TMZ. Vitar has been placed on an unpaid six-month suspension from the L.A. Fire Department. Man, what an L7 weenie. If you know the movie, you get that reference. Anyway, that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?